We're not there yet with this, but be thinking about the crazy wedding guest that was at your wedding. Do you have any crazy wedding guest stories? Like I said, we're not there yet with this, and we're hoping to maybe avoid this altogether as we got this DM from Katie.
Yeah, Katie needs a little bit of help and see if we can help her out. We've posted this, by the way, on Facebook if you want to chime in there at Ben and Kelly Show. Katie, I'm in a good spot. Need some advice. My work bestie is getting married, has invited some of our coworkers to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she hasn't invited everyone from work, but has picked about three or four of us who she's friends with outside of work. One of our coworkers who wasn't invited has asked to be my plus one at her wedding.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't thinking anything about it and told her that I'd take her. She and I are friendly outside of work. Anyway, fast forward to my plus one now bragging to everyone about how she's going to the wedding and kind of rubbing it in everyone's face.
Oh.
The bride-to-be really didn't make a big deal about her wedding at work, but now my plus one is. Not only that, but she's saying things like, I can't believe she didn't think to invite me, and other weird comments like that.
Oh.
I don't think any of this has gotten back to the bride, but I don't want this to turn into something big and weird.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, the bride doesn't know she's coming, and now I'm not sure how she's going to take it because she wasn't on the original invitation list. Should I tell the bride, or should I talk to my plus one to cool it down? Mm. I'm now having second thoughts about letting her be my plus one. Help and thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's an interesting take because, you know, when you give a guest list and you're like, hey, you know, you're invited, plus one. And especially if you're inviting a group from your work or whatever, and what if I never thought of that. Like, what if they take someone who you didn't invite and you didn't invite for a specific reason, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of awkward. I almost feel like you need to give the bride a heads up. Like,
I kind of
hey,
do too.
If you see her, don't be surprised. It's because she is my plus one. I know she wasn't on your invite list. But at the same time, she needs to tell the plus one, hey, simmer down because you know not everyone was invited. So let's not like
right. Just
parade
kind of
around.
Yeah.
Tone it down because, you know, you don't want everybody to be getting upset that they didn't get an invite.
Well, and you don't want the bride to be like, oh, hey, you're coming?
Right.
And then make
exactly.
that awkward.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, Katie, she's bringing me.
Yeah.
That makes it kind of awkward.
This reminds me of like if your kid wanted to have a birthday party and invite just some of the kids in the class. It's like if you were thinking of sending the invitations with them to class, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, just don't show it in front of the other kids that are not getting invited. It's going to make them feel bad. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah, several people are saying, well, it sounds like it's time to uninvite or minus one your plus one.
Well, she's already telling everybody that she's going.
Well.
I mean, that makes it even more awkward to be, like, disinvited. You know what? Because you've been running your mouth, you can't come. I mean, that's awful. You can't really do that, right?
That is.
Yeah.
I think you have to talk to her, though.
Yeah, yes. You tell the plus one, shut your pie hole, and then you tell... And then you tell the bride, you give the brides a little heads up, like, hey, she kind of asked me, I'm a plus one, so you know, I didn't have anybody else to take, so I said, okay, I hope that's cool.
We got a message from Sassy Matt who says, I think Vinny needs to talk to this chick. Tell her to keep her mouth shut or swim with the fishes, Ben. You know what to do. So, I hear that you're going around running your mouth about going to her wedding. This is what we're gonna need you to do. Forget that you're going to the wedding, okay? Just forget about it, otherwise...
I'm gonna need you to keep quiet.
I'm going to give you a nice gift of some cement shoes.
So we're gonna make you be quiet.
We're gonna make you be quiet.
And then you're in HR because she felt threatened, and then it's just gotten way bigger.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't do that. Okay.
All right. Like I said, okay, so maybe it is time to uninvite the plus one.
No, I don't think we do that. I think that's going to be a, that's going to raise a bigger stink because like Big Mouth is going to go around first. She's told everybody I'm going. And then what do you think she's going to say she gets uninvited? Well, guess what? They uninvited me, the Big B.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't think we need any of that. I think we just need to shut down the gossip. Like, listen, let's not talk about it at work because not everybody is included. So you understand that, right?
502-795-1997. If you want to chime in on Katie's situation, please do, especially if you've been in this situation. And then would love to hear from others who may have a crazy wedding guest story to pass along.
I had someone that weaseled their way onto my guest list.
Yeah, they did.
That had no personal connection to me or my husband.
But just wanted to come.
Yep.
Hey, can I come?
What? All right.
I've got a Michael Graves toaster.
Didn't even get that.
All right. All right. Let's hear your stories coming up. Talking guest list to a wedding. Here's the thing. A work bestie is getting married. Katie's on the guest list. She works with her. However, another coworker is not. She asked to be the plus one for Katie, and Katie said, okay. But now she's having regrets because she's kind of running her mouth saying, hey, it's happening.
I'm going to the wedding. You're not.
I know. It's a little bit awkward.
Really awkward.
Kim says, all I can think about is the Friends episode where Monica wasn't invited to a wedding, so she went as Ross's plus one. Then she found out she had dated the groom. That's funny. Forgot about that.
That's fun. I don't know if that's going to be at play here.
You know what? I know originally we said maybe just talk to your plus one and say, hey, cool it.
Just simmer down. Not everybody in the office is invited.
Yeah, that's a little bit different from especially the Facebook comments. Facebook comments have pretty much all leaned on uninviter.
Really?
Yep.
Because again, these are people that that work together.
I know.
That's wow.
So
Do you think people like just say that, just fire that off because it's easy to type?
But it's
like,
easy to type.
When it comes down to actually telling someone to their face, sorry, you can't come now.
Well, like Beth
that
says,
you still work with
the bride did not invite her for a reason. You didn't invite her. She asked to go with you. Tell her you're uncomfortable with her indiscretion and that you've decided to not take her. Period.
I hate confrontation.
I was going to say, your anti-confrontation is flaring up.
This gives me hives. I can't. Dr. Aaron said, I had people just show up to our wedding. My ex-husband's colleague showed up at my wedding to my new husband with her spouse. And I was like, oh, hi.
Yeah, we were kind of asking, do you have any crazy wedding guest stories?
Yeah.
Got another from a listener. In lieu of giving a toast at the rehearsal dinner, my mother-in-law got up to announce that she was getting married too next Wednesday.
My gosh.
She wore her winter white micro mini skirt wedding suit to the ceremony the next day.
What?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You know what? That's not the place to announce your own like engagement.
It is not. That speech is not about you in any way.
Right.
It's not about you at all. I mean, it's also, and I know a lot of people cringe when people use wedding receptions to propose to someone.
Yeah.
But if that is cleared with the bride and groom, that can be a magical moment too. But
maybe
not during the speeches.
Oh my gosh.
No, that should be.
All right. So we got another one from a listener. My husband's childhood best friend showed up at our wedding with his girlfriend, absolutely blitzed.
Oh no!
Then his mom stood at the buffet table and ate more than half of the groomsman cake. I heard
half
it was amazing.
Cake?
We didn't get any.
Wow. Speaking of not indulging in your own tasty goodness at your own wedding, I did not have one bite of the chocolate fountain, which I was so excited about at our wedding. And just I had someone weasel their way onto the guest list that was a client
yes
of the radio station.
Hey, we heard Kelly's getting married. Can we come?
And I didn't quite know how, because again, client,
yeah,
you know, want to keep them happy.
Sure.
And a lot of times clients, you know, get perks when they buy advertising with us. I did not see that coming though. And I kind of, so I said yes. And they ended up in my wedding video.
Wow.
At the chocolate fountain, enjoying that I did not get to enjoy.
Rats. All right.
But glad they had a good time.
Yep. Glad they did.
Enjoy all right, well, hey, meal.
Thank you for all the responses, Katie. I mean, there's a couple different avenues to take, but I mean, I think you're definitely going to have to at least talk with your plus one. And
we at least need to get Blabbermouth to just shut it.
Yeah.
Shut
and if, it for a little and maybe bit if because... she can't shut it for a little bit, then maybe it's time to just.
Yeah. If she doesn't shut it after you told her to shut it, then she gets kicked out.
Maybe. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on 99.7 JX.